Thomas Mayo was one of 250 delegates to the Constitutional Recognition Convention that produced the Uluru Statement from the Heart that called for an Indigenous voice in the Constitution. He's a Torres Strait Islander man from Larrakia in the Northern Territory. He's also the former president of the Northern Territory Trades and Labour Council and is the National Indigenous Officer for the Construction Union. Thomas Mayo, welcome to the world today.
Thank you.
How concerned are you that we're already seeing division within the government about this referendum on constitutional recognition?
Well, it is concerning because the division is based on misconceptions about what we're calling for. It's a matter of not really listening again and also, I think, taking the wrong advice. I mean, anybody that has read the Uluru Statement, anybody that has read the Referendum Council report, anybody that has listened to Indigenous leaders know that we are not calling for a third chamber to Parliament. There's no right to veto in this. It's a matter of being able to affect and influence those decisions that are made that have been poorly done to this date.
What about within the Indigenous community? I mean, the Uluru Statement from the Heart was a consensus statement, but could we see that consensus breaking down and divisions now breaking out within the Indigenous community?
Look, I don't think so. I think that there is overwhelming support for this. We have our differences. We're not homogenous. But since Uluru, where that was such a wonderful and overwhelming endorsement, we have overwhelming support.
What sort of support do you see in the broader non-Indigenous Australian community?
Everywhere I've gone, and that's not just, you know, preaching to progressive people. I've gone to like the Barangaroo Towers. I've gone to country towns in Victoria. You know, farmers, business people. People just get it. You know, it's a simple ask that we have a voice on the matters that affect us before the decisions are made. And people want this change. You know, non-Indigenous people want to repair that damage that has been done and to come together as a nation that can celebrate 60,000 years of culture.
Minister Wyatt was not specific yesterday about whether the constitutional change would include an Indigenous voice written into the Constitution. But ideally, what would you like to see being put to the Australian people in a referendum?
Look, he wasn't specific enough, but I must acknowledge that it is a great step forward from the Malcolm Turnbull dismissal in 2017. But what's important to keep in mind is that if this constitutional recognition is not near the stronger spectrum, which is a voice, then it won't be accepted. It must be substantive. It cannot be symbolic.
So the minister is saying we cannot afford to let the vote fail. Do you agree with him on that?
I agree with him, and I think that's a matter of his leadership, Prime Minister Morrison's leadership. This is their opportunity to take the lead on this and make sure it doesn't fail.
But are you concerned that this desire to make sure the referendum passes could mean that Indigenous people won't get the sort of recognition that they're looking for?
I'm concerned that if without that leadership and without the resources that are required moving the Australian people to vote yes, then we won't get the recognition that we deserve.
Given that we are already seeing division, how tough do you think it will be to get a yes vote on a referendum like this in all states and territories?
This is normal, right? You know, there's been a big announcement yesterday and everybody's scrambling to take a position. But I think with people mobilising, talking to their members of parliament, you know, influencing in any way they can, big corporates like BHP and Rio continuing to support this reform and more leadership from Minister Ken Wyatt and Prime Minister Morrison, I reckon people will take to this.
And you say that you agree with the minister we can't afford to let this fail. How damaging would it be if this did fail?
It would be more damaging if we do not try and if we do not throw everything within our capability to achieve this. Because the status quo is our people dying, incarcerated. It's a shame on the world stage. So the fear of losing is not something that I have. The fear of a lack of leadership is more pressing. We need to step up and do this.
You've been talking a lot about the importance of leadership. How much confidence do you have in Minister Ken Wyatt?
I met him and, you know, he impressed me. He's the first Indigenous minister in cabinet. I think that he can be the leader that we've been waiting for.
Thomas Mayo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Thomas Mayo, one of the delegates to the Constitutional Recognition Convention that produced the Uluru Statement from the Heart.